As American author George Bernard Shaw once said, "Sorry for the letter. I didn't have time to write the postcard." We have all met those individuals, whether in passing in the hallway, when we've asked a simple question, or just passing on the streets. When we see them, they give us the letter. They speak everything to us versus only giving us what we need, which is the postcard. In today's edition of the Message Builder My Action Plan email series audio file, we are going to talk about what tool can we use to help give the right message in the right amount of time and give us a little bit of focus along the way. We are going to discuss the use of six-word stories. What we're doing with this is thinking about our purpose and our audience, combining that with an idea of what do we want to say? What do we want our message to be to and for our audience? And now thinking, if I only had six words to be able to tell that story, what would those six words be? Now keep in mind, you only get six words, but how could you condense your entire message into six words? For example, the Alpha Project is under budget. Long-term growth for our benefit. Thinking through what would be the entire message of our communication in six words, because here's what it's going to allow us to do. The first key benefit of us being able to condense our message into six words shows that we truly know our subject. You see, most people who have to give you the letter instead of the postcard, who talk and talk and talk, those are the individuals who now are having trouble finding the essence, finding the core of what they want to say. If we are able to condense what we want to say, that shows that we truly know our message and can scale how much we need to say, either a little or a lot. Now, the second benefit of us using a six-word story is it will help give you guidance and focus as you go to write your message. If you're following these audio files and these emails of the My Action Plan along, you'll notice the last one that we had was about purpose and audience, and that's the first thing that we do when it comes to creating our message. Who is it for, and where are we taking them? This is step number two. Now, what is your six-word story? And the reason that I bring that up is because now that you know your six-word story, your essence, the core of what you want to say, that will keep you focused on where you want to go. As you're writing your message and you write down a piece of information and you look at your six-word story and say, wow, those don't match. They don't align. Well, then you don't need that information. Take it out of your message. That's part of the letter and not the postcard. It's not what the audience needs. So you can see how now it'll give you focus as you take your message and make sure it aligns to your six-word story. And then here's the last really great benefit. If you make your six-word story, if you create that six-word story in just the right way, not only will it show you truly know your message and it'll give you focus, but here's a third bonus benefit. It makes a great heading or subject line for a meeting or email. Because if you build the six-word story well enough, it'll build a little bit of curiosity. And we've all seen tons of emails come through to us where just one look at the subject line, we decide to give a hard pass. Now, you've delivered your email with a curious, captivating six-word story in the subject line. Now people want to read that email because they want to know more. So there you have it. Six-word stories showing that we truly know our message, giving us guidance so we don't give too much, and being able to build curiosity within our readers and within people attending our meetings. Now, as you apply these 6-word stories, you're giving the right information in the right amount of time for that right audience. And that's what's going to lead more people to want to work with you rather than just attend another meeting or receive another letter.